across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
In the years after the Civil War, amendments to the U.S. Constitution were written to provide former slaves with the same rights as white Americans. Those changes boiled over in conflict in the town of Colfax, Louisiana, in 1873. The story of what took place there is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Grant Parish was formed around 1870 when William Smith Calhoun helped carve the territory from existing Louisiana parishes. Calhoun owned a large plantation here at the time of the Civil War.
So in 1860, William Smith Calhoun had 706 slaves. That was the fourth largest plantation in America at the time.
As Reverend Avery Hamilton explains, in the 1870 census, Calhoun is listed as living with an African-American woman and having a child in the home.
He was a Republican and became a friend of the blacks. Blacks were being elected for office because of the fact that you have a place here now where a large number of black men being able to vote.
In fact, black men had been elected to many local and state offices. There was a black U.S. senator and some black U.S. representatives in Congress in 1870.
The reason why blacks were being elected local, state, and federal all across the South is because the Union Army still occupied the South, and they enforced those rules.
Those rules being the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. But in 1872, a contested Louisiana state election resulted in both sides claiming victory. Whites in the area locked local black officials out of their Grant Parish courthouse. A black militia came to restore order. When the militia left, tensions came to a head. A black man was killed by whites. Avery visited with a cousin and found he was connected to the story.
He said, you know, our great-great-grandfather was the first black killed. That was the first time I heard that.
That knowledge led Avery to continue uncovering a story that still impacts this town and this nation today. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Colfax, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,000 off select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com. Turn to Monroe Tractor and implement for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java, or find them online at MonroeTractor.com. Tractor.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Good day in the House. I told you not to doubt us. The media always does. The Democrats always do. But we get the job done, and we're really grateful to have had the big victory on the floor just now. It was a big one, a very important one.
Mike Johnson from Louisiana is Speaker of the House of Representatives, talking about bills passed by Congress this week.
On a busy week in Washington, we got a lot of important things done for the American people this week. We passed the SAVE Act today, as you know, and that ensures that you got to have identification. You have to prove your identity, because only U.S. citizens should vote and decide U.S. elections. It's already in federal law, but there's no mechanism currently to ensure that that law is always followed, and this measure, the SAVE Act, will help make sure that is true. We passed the No Rogue Rulings Act, which, as you know, will limit the ability of activist, liberal, in this case federal judges, to issue injunctions that will stop a president's policies nationwide. That has been wildly abused against President Trump, and the Congress had an obligation and responsibility, I think, to step in and make sure that we bring that under control. We also repealed some very damaging Biden-era regulations again this week, and we'll continue that work. But the big news today, of course, is that we passed the budget resolution. We adopted the Senate's amendments to the resolution, holding in place all of the commitments and the instructions, the guidelines that the House originally enacted. And that was a big step, because that will allow us now to move forward to have our committees actually drafting the one big beautiful bill. There's a lot of work ahead of us, and we're really excited about that.
So we hear this term, big beautiful bill, but what is it and what does it do?
The budget reconciliation bill, the reason we call it the one big beautiful bill, everybody in this crowd of journalists knows that all the components that will be in that. We're talking about ensuring that the border is secure, having the resources that are necessary to do that. We're talking about getting the American economy going again by reducing regulations. We're talking about restoring peace through strength and making sure we have the measures in place to properly fund those priorities. We have a lot of things, American energy dominance, all the components that will make things better for Americans, drive down the cost of living, and get our economy really going again. And, of course, not the least of which, the big components of the One Big Beautiful Bill is to ensure that we don't have the largest tax increase in U.S. history all at once, which is what would happen at the end of this year if we didn't accomplish this mission, because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax cuts from the first Trump administration, as we know, would expire. So a big day for us. We will now get the committees operating on all cylinders. They'll be working over the two-week district work period that encompasses Passover and Easter. They'll take a couple of days off for those holy celebrations and then keep their sleeves rolled up and get right back to work. The committees in the Senate and the House will be working in a collaborative fashion. We've explained this, that this really is a one-team approach by Republicans in both chambers. I'm so grateful to Leader Thune and his steady hand of leadership. We had a joint press conference this morning making our commitments known of what we're going to try to do, and that is ensure real savings for the American people, because we have to do that. We have a responsibility to get our country back on a sound fiscal trajectory and also make sure that we ensure and protect those essential programs. The Democrats, as I noted this morning, have said that we're going to gut Medicaid. It is not true. We're going to protect the benefits that everyone is legally entitled to. The beneficiaries who have a legal right to that, it will be preserved. Those are essential safety net programs that Republicans support. The president has made clear Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid will not take a hit. So you can count on that, and you can watch it develop as we go.
Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, it's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
I know you do. saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week saw more back and forth on global tariff rates, with the bulk of them now on hold for 90 days. Amidst the headlines and market reactions, the U.S. Trade Representative's office proposed some big changes to fees for Chinese ships at U.S. ports. I'll have the details when we come back. Tyler Richardson, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, spoke with me recently about the heavy rain and planting delays in his part of Missouri and how that could impact growers.
Yeah, so one thing I've noticed over the last 5 years is that we keep pushing the planting dates up on the calendar. And on the flip side of that token, the window it takes to get this crop in the ground is shrinking. With a lot of customers adopting high-speed planters, bigger equipment, you give a lot of my customers 10 solid days of running, and they can get their a good majority of their crop in the ground. You know, there's a lot of anxiety in the marketplace right now with commodity prices, input costs, and a lot of those things are out of our control. But what we can control is the agronomic practices and decisions we make on every farm to put ourselves in the best place for financial success in the fall. So sometimes just slowing down, waiting for the later planting window, that'll help us out when fall rolls around and we're getting in the combine.
Tyler, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thank you.
Visit NutrienAgSolutions.com to learn more. Back in February, the U.S. Trade Representative proposed a sweeping new plan to charge significant port fees to ships built in China when they dock in the United States. The idea was to discourage reliance on Chinese maritime infrastructure and encourage more domestic shipbuilding. Under the original draft, fees could have reached as high as $1.5 million per ship per visit to American ports. That proposal quickly triggered alarm across the agriculture sector. Farm and shipping groups argued that such high fees would be passed down to exporters, making U.S. ag products less competitive overseas. Smaller ports that rely on container traffic, especially in the Pacific Northwest, feared service cutbacks or outright losses as shipping lines looked for cheaper options. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told the Senate Finance Committee last week that the administration is stepping back from its original plan. Greer said the fees are, quote, not going to all be implemented, and they're not all going to be stacked on top of one another, signaling a clear change in tone from the earlier proposal. The plan will now undergo further review with a new policy expected later this year. That change in direction was welcomed by farm groups. Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition had said, quote, shipping costs for routes to China could increase by as much as $12 per bushel. That's a cost that gets passed down to farmers. So while we support revitalizing U.S. shipbuilding, it must be done in a way that doesn't harm other made-in-America industries. The U.S. Trade Rep's policy is designed to, quote, make sure that we have the right amount of time, the right incentives, to bring shipbuilding here to the United States without impacting the economy. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union also raised concerns about the potential cost burden. Both of those groups emphasized the need to support U.S. infrastructure without undermining agriculture's access to global markets. I'll have more on the new policy when we come back.
Evon Power Equipment takes pride in carrying quality Echo products for their customers, whether it's string trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, or anything else. Evon Power Equipment can find you the Echo product that fits your needs and your yard. And for a limited time only, they're taking 15% off regular priced handheld Echo products. See dealer for details. Learn more about Echo and Evon Power Equipment by liking their Facebook page or stop in and see their new Echo display at 1533 Route 15. In Avon, across from the flea market and drive-in.
Yes, according to the U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, the fees on Chinese ships entering U.S. ports will be lower. And he added that implementation of the new fee structure likely won't start until late this fall. November is the target, which should reduce the policy's impact on ag exports through the summer. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the AgRadioNet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
When it comes to keeping your tractor or farm equipment running smoothly, there's only one reliable choice. Genuine AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Maintain peak winter performance and prepare for spring with genuine AGCO parts, filters, lubricants, and more. There's no better way to insure against costly downtime than using parts engineered and tested by the same people who built the original equipment. Visit JabaFarmSupply.com today to find thousands of authentic AGCO parts for all AGCO brands, including Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and more. AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Genuine parts, genuine service, genuine reliability.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Tomorrow is the deadline for crop protection sign up. No question, farmers have a lot to do, and with everything stacked up on the to-do list, it's often easy to forget signing up for Farm Safety Net programs. Deadline is tomorrow, April 15th. Farm Service Agency's Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, two key safety net programs created to protect farmers from significant crop losses due to fluctuations in crop prices or revenue. Time growing short, farmers need to make their elections and enroll by tomorrow, April 15th. Quickest way to do that is to reach out to your local FSA office, making the most of the office visit by signing up for key Farm Service Agency programs, including new Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, checking on loan activity, and learning more about Disaster Assistance Program. To apply or learn about eligible commodities, visit fsa.usda.gov. If you live in one of the counties of New York and very northwestern Pennsylvania, you might be available for excessive snow. USDA announced low-interest physical loss loans for producers affected by natural disasters, mostly in New York, those counties that suffered from excessive snow this winter. These physical loss loans through USDA can help producers repair or replace damaged or destroyed physical property essential to success of their ag operations, including livestock losses. Examples of property commonly affected are essential farm buildings, fixtures to real estate, equipment, livestock, perennial crops, fruit and nut-bearing trees, even harvested and stored crops, including hay. Contact your local USDA service center or farmers.gov to find out more.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity. Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Last week, after 7 days of tariffs and increasing tariff talks, on Wednesday, the president backed off most of the tariffs to the 10% base on most imports. One other change they made on Thursday was a slowdown in deportations of illegal farm and hotel workers. President Trump held a cabinet meeting, said his administration would provide some relief to farmers and hotel operators who employ immigrants that lack legal status. Trump said they have to take care of farmers and hotels, various places where they need the people. Farmers coming in concerning certain people that they say they're great. According to the president, they're working hard. Going to slow down a little bit for those farmers. According to DTN, it was the first time the president had signaled any willingness to temper his mass deportation plans to help protect the labor pool for industries such as agriculture. Undocumented workers will be given a chance to self-deport and return to the country legally, he said. Should be incentive for people in the country illegally to identify themselves under the Alien Registration Act with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Trump suggested that undocumented workers would have the chance to return to the country legally within a certain time frame. He said, quote, probably going to be 60 days. Chuck Connor is the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He commented on President Trump's remarks, saying he'd like to commend the president for recognizing the critical importance of foreign-born farm workers to American agriculture. More than two-thirds of U.S. crop workers are foreign-born, according to USDA, many coming to the country through H-2A visas, but officials do estimate that about 42% of workers are undocumented migrants.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
Question: what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer: American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Saley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Kara, what is something important from Feedworks USA that dairy farmers should know?
Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N, is a great nutritional tool. It has superior buffering ability, highly available calcium and magnesium. Ask your nutritionist or feed supplier to include Calmin in your ration.
Calmin is exclusively available from Feedworks USA. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com or give us a call at 1-866-727-6273 from Feedworks USA.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers around our region are usually optimistic at this time of the year. Green pastures, fields waiting to be planted, and newborn calves and lambs to tend to. There's a lot to be optimistic about, but this spring is a little bit different. That's according to Brad Cornelius, Chief Executive Officer of Farm Credit of the Virginias, who has this to say about the farm economy this spring.
I think for the first time in my career, we have more government policy uncertainty than we've had in a long time, both with the interest rate cycle and the tariff discussion and the things that that might do to international trade. I know farmers are having a tough time planning, but farmers are resilient and they're optimistic and they're good at what they do. So we're hopeful like they are that 2025 is going to be a really good year for everybody.
Brad Cornelius, Chief Executive Officer of Farm Credit of the Virginias.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
Nowhere but America. Find such mountains, such forest and trees. And the wonder of it all is it's all connected in a web of life. For the good of the earth and for the good in ourselves, plant trees. For your free conservation trees booklet, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. We help people plant and
care for
trees.
If your soil could talk, what would it say?
If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Just enough time for our daily pearl of wisdom. This one comes from an anonymous listener who says people who aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves, those people seldom lose their shirts. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Inch.
We know you put your Coon Knight equipment to work, and it may be in need of some extra attention. Make sure to inspect bearings, knives, hammers, and other high wear parts to keep your machine running at its best. Genuine Coon Knight parts, proudly made in the USA, are now available at Kelly's Garage, your Coon Knight dealer in Perry. Invest in quality with original Coon Knight parts designed specifically for your machine. Stop in or call 237-2504 for more information today.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
5 months into the agricultural trade year, and the latest trade balance, according to USDA, looks like this.
A trade balance of negative $16.2 billion, which is $12 billion less than the negative $4.2 billion deficit of last year.
Economist Mark Kenner says regarding export and import numbers for the first 5 months of this current fiscal year,
agricultural exports for fiscal year to date through February 2025 were $77.6 billion, which is down 1% from the previous year. Agricultural imports were $93.8 billion, up 13% from the same time last year.
Month-over-month changes includes exports down 6% and ag imports down 14% from the previous month.
If you're looking at the trade balance, yes, that is an improvement closer to the neutral zone as opposed to getting further negative just from month to month.
What about ag exports and imports by category as of February, per USDA's latest ag trade forecast?
Bulk product as a group were down 7% from last year, but high-value product exports were up 2%.
Breaking down the bulk commodity exports by category, Kenner says the story involves commodities where total sales and sales by value differentiate. Take wheat, for example.
We see wheat exports rounded up to $2 billion, which is down 6% from the same period last year, whereas we've got 6% increase by volume for last year. So we're actually exporting more wheat, but at a lower price, and so we're seeing a negative value change over last year.
While for corn exports,
values were up 20% over last year, and they had really been seeing some down times because of the unit values there. Corn exports are actually up 27%. By volume.
As for ag imports in the most recent forecast,
some of the bigger movers there, we see the imports of red meat products are 24% increase over last year by value at $7.2 billion of imports through February 2025. Fruit juice imports were up 26% from last year. We see a 14% increase in the import value of wine over last year at $3 billion. Distilled spirits were up 12% for imports of those over last year at $5 billion.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk. for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Farmers, it's time to see your cows in a new light. Your power utility company has some incredible rebate programs when you upgrade your farm lighting. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia would be happy to show you how you can have new, efficient lighting for next to nothing and save on future lighting costs. This is a no-brainer. Call Country Line to get started. 493-2524 in Silver Springs or in Batavia, 343-3448. Make the call. Get an estimate. Country Line will even help you process the utility rebate paperwork. But don't wait. These utility rebate programs won't last forever. Upgrade your farm lighting and save with Country Line Electric. Church Street in Silver Springs and Main Street in Batavia.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we had quite a week last week with respect to what I've dubbed the Trump tariff tit-for-tat. Things were changing almost by the hour, and by the time this airs on Monday, what we recorded late last week may already be wrong. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I'm hopeful this does air, you know what I mean? It's like, it feels so uncertain. The world feels so uncertain this past few weeks. And I think that's really the situation. And it's mostly on the outside markets. All, you know, dairy and really food commodities generally have been rather stable throughout this entire process of, you know, the tariff wars or trade wars, however you want to characterize it. But what I would tell you is markets overall, they want certainty. You know, they want some kind of a plan. They want some kind of a process in place. And without it, you can see what happens. You know, markets just, you know, crumble. People lose trust in the system. They lose trust in the ability for the economy to move forward at a good pace. All of those things. But you know what? Things change on a dime, like you said. So middle of last week, you had a big rally, got failed pretty quickly thereafter on outside markets like the S&P 500 and crude oil. But, you know, dairy is paying attention to all this. Interestingly, if we look at the dairy, I'll just use cheese in class three as the example, as class three is a bellwether dairy contract. Spot cheese market made its most recent low March 21st. That's a couple weeks before Liberation Day, and the futures market made its most recent low 2 days after, you know, April 2nd, the Liberation Day. So, you know, the fact of the matter is the U.S. prices of commodities for a myriad of different food products, including cheese and butter, remain relatively attractive on the world stage, tariffs or no tariffs. So I think that's really the story that we've got for the U.S. you know, dairy markets right now, stable to higher.
Appreciate your input as always, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
In what was a somewhat quiet USDA report period regarding April crop production and supply and demand estimates, what items could be noted? Chief Economist Seth Meyer says among those,
we're incorporating the tariff effects that are in place today. We primarily see that in cotton and in pork in these balance sheets.
He adds the full impacts of tariff actions are expected to be noted in USDA's May reports. The first covering the 2025-26 crop marketing year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Another Simple Miracle Moment with Hank and Laura.
So much to do and so little time to do it. Or could it be that the problem is not our shortage of time, but maybe just too much to do?
If you feel like you'd like to get a better handle on how you spend your time, a great place to start is with a time budget. For 1 week, write down every task that you do and how long you spend doing it.
Now that you have an accurate log of how you spend your time, you can decide if you want to make changes. Americans spend an average of 5.5 hours on their cell phones and another 4.5 hours a day watching TV.
We all have the same amount of time every day, and you have the power to choose how you spend it. As you consider altering how you spend the most valuable thing that you have, consider this. Never let those things that matter most be at the mercy of those things that matter less.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Summer will be here before you know it, and coming up tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we'll discuss prescribed fire benefits to the farm landscape and preparing for what could be a very hot summer. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the Closing Market Report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson. Yesterday, your washer was washing. Today, not so much. So you need a washer, and you need it now.
Not a problem.
Stop in to Burt's Lumber and Perry. Yeah, Burt's sells washers and dryers, too. Burt's also sells refrigerators and ranges, upright and chest freezers, too.
Need it now?
Get it now. In addition to being your best source for hardware and building materials, Burt's is your appliance place. Burt's Lumber, 2 Washington Street in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
A fertilizer management strategy that benefits everyone. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Fertilizer Institute promotes a concept for crop nutrient management called the 4 R's. Right time, right place, right form, and right amount. The Institute's Director of Agronomy and Research, Laura Nygon, says the 4 R's vary depending on soil situations.
Really productive soils hold on to moisture, they hold on to nutrients really well, high CECs, high organic matters. We're probably going to need a little bit more nitrogen to get them there, whereas some of your sandier, lower production soils, we might not need as much nitrogen on. So that's really where we can optimize that rate there.
David Townsend, who runs member programs at the Fertilizer Institute, says farmers need a good crop management system in order for the 4 R's to work.
Considering your planting date, what your pest management system is, your use of herbicides and fungicides, some of these basic on-farm practices that just need to be in place in order to ensure your crop is set up for success, even before you're talking about nutrient management. That's definitely something to consider when you're thinking about how to maximize the result of 4 R's nutrient stewardship.
Townsend and Nygon appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It pays to be a customer owner with Farm Credit East. Thanks to 2024 financial results, customer owners received a record $140 million in combined cash patronage dividends. We're proud to continue supporting farm, fishing, and forestry business owners. No other lender delivers more value than Farm Credit East. Learn more at farmcrediteast.com or call 800-562-2235.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, and Fluid Milk, home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, a chance of showers before 9 a.m. and a chance of showers after 3, mostly cloudy, high near 62. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 10 p.m., gradually becoming partly cloudy, low around 40. Tuesday, showers likely mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Currently in Warsaw, it's 42 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Cash cattle and the cattle markets. What happened last week? More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
How did markets wrap up last week? Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Markets were under heavy pressure to wrap up the week, with several cattle and hog contracts finishing lock limit lower. June live cattle futures, $6.50 lower to $198.20, and that was limit down, as mentioned, which expands limits for Monday to $9.75. Feeder cattle futures also lock limit lower, which is $8.25. May contract settled at $274.87. Limits for feeder cattle on Monday expand to $12.25. June lean hogs, $4 lower. Again, limit down, settling at $91.55. Expanded limits for lean hogs on Monday set to $6. Global trade headlines were the big catalyst for broad market volatility through the week. CVOL for live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs all spiked higher today as uncertainty around global economy and trade remains elevated. Live cattle and feeder cattle specifically reached their highest levels since late January, early February, that in reference to CVOL volatility. This afternoon's commitment to traders report showed funds were net buyers of about 2,500 live cattle contracts through Tuesday's trade, putting them net long about 139,000 contracts. And for feeder cattle, managed money positioning, little change from last week, with a net long position of roughly 32,000 contracts, just below last week's record net long position.
Cash cattle down a dollar in the south last week, 208 to 210. North down $3, 210 to 213. And dress 335 to 345 steady. American Cattle News.
Hi everyone, it's your Wyoming County Dairy Ambassador, Izusha Peck, and I've got a question for you. Are you passionate about agriculture and the dairy industry? Wyoming County is seeking an individual, either male or female, 16 or older, to compete for the role of Dairy Ambassador for the 2025-2026 year. As an ambassador, you'll represent the dairy industry, educate your community on sustainable farming, promote dairy nutrition, and support local farmers. This role offers leadership experience and valuable skills you'll use throughout your entire life. If you're interested, please reach out via Facebook at Wyoming County Dairy Promotion or Instagram at 2024 Dairy Ambassador to get an application.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Friday. I'm Remington Ricketts, starting with Wall Street and S&P 500, ending the day in the green at 5363, the Dow up at 402.12, and NASDAQ in the green as well at 167.24. Bitcoin higher, gold higher, euro lower. So we go over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, May contract, 145 higher on the day at 61.52. June 60.92 and July at 60.35. Gasoline higher, nat gas mixed, crude oil higher. So we go over to the grains futures prices, starting with the corn May contract, 7 1/4 higher at 490 1/4, July in the green at 497 even, and December at 463 1/2. Soybean higher, soybean meal higher, soybean oil higher. Wheat May contract 17 3/4 higher at the end of the day at 555 3/4, July in the green as well at 570 1/4, and December at 605 3/4. Hard red winter wheat May contract 568 even, July 10 1/4 higher at 583 1/4. Spring wheat May 615 even, 13 even higher, with the July contract in the green as well at 628 1/2. Over to the cotton May contract, 58 cents lower on the day at 65.89, July slightly higher at 67.01, and October in the green at 68.71. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle April, $1.62 higher at 202.47, June in the green as well at 196.80, and August 193.85. Feeder cattle April, 285.17, May 278.70. Lean hogs higher, pork cut out even, class 3 milk lower.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.